I had my whole life wasted trying to pour a double, trying to make more like you needed my loving. I don't know if you needed it coming. I tried my whole life seeing you run around and be the way. Got me here and take the day. My whole life and I can't see it coming. I got you here, you keep running. What I'm born to all my days. When I come and I call and I'm making a fall, I don't think you need it all. What happens to my world now? God would you see when you're down? My whole life I was hiding in the closet. Got your time like you needed it happening. I don't know if you were doing what you needed now. Turn me around. Turn it upside down and let the world feel what you want when you would say right now. Oh, oh, oh. I got the whole world coming, the whole world running, whole world feeling like you're something. I got it all. Oh, I need the fall. I got the whole world running, whole world talking, whole world spilling tea. Cause you know that you are still right here and you still need me. Yeah, you still need me. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You still need me, up and down, all around you go. Take me like you still know. I got what you still see, cause you need me. My head's crazy and it's all around. You got it here like you were down. Doing what you see and know what you are now. Hey. This is my life now, up and down, all around. What happened to what you're singing? What happened to what you're playing now?
See how.
That's probably where it started, was you saying you're a nasty hoe.
Send me notes or something, or was that just a
no?
Oh, what's the Valentine's Day special about?
Well, thanks for blowing up my spot, Jake. Yes, this is going to be the Valentine's Day episode.
My client wants to watch The Help. That's why I was trying to get HBO on her TV today.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Because the bitch don't like nothing, but I think maybe The Help she might like.
I'm pretty sure that's the password.
Well, I tried it 3 different times. I even tried copying and pasting what you had. That just didn't work.
Well, it's not, you can't copy and paste it. It's a picture. But, anywho.
It did.
Oh, yeah, you can with the new iOS and iPhones. You can copy.
It copied
you can
the
copy text from an image, yeah.
Oh. Well, right now, live on the air, I'm going to log into Doug's HBO Max.
You know what? Just do it. Get it
just
done.
Just do it.
So I can stop being a bitch about it.
$1 million question. What's in the box?
I've got a 98-year-old woman that ain't going to be here much longer, and she wants to watch The Help.
I'm just kind of excited that you said you were going to be a bitch about it.
The box is where I keep all my herbs.
Oh,
herbs? Yeah. Oregano?
Natural.
It might have a little bit in there.
A little bit of oregano?
Just a little bit. Just a hint.
Oh, yeah. Mask the smell, you know, soak it up.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Coffee beans. A line of Coke, you know, it's all mixed in there.
Yeah, I have a reputation now. Supposedly, I'm a partier, and I do lines of Coke every weekend.
Oh, yeah, who said that?
According to the word around town.
You would have a lot more podcasts done if you were doing Coke.
Oh, girl, I would.
Like, you wouldn't be, like, depressed and laying around not doing nothing. You'd be up. The whole house would be clean. Like, that's how it was when I did Coke.
I'd be like, spick and span, bitch. Spick and span.
That's, see, look. This needy motherfucker always needing something. Now he wants to use my ashtray.
I do.
You want to use his ass
tray? For a tray.
It's not even really an ashtray. Some plastic lid that came with a candle.
So full disclosure, I'm going to call out Shy right now. Shy was going to be on a podcast with us, but she decided she was going to get sleep instead of hang out with us.
Well, I can understand. She had a busy day running around with that that Asian guy and that black guy.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why are you on DirecTV Stream?
I don't know.
You asked me for the HBO Max password. That's why it's not working.
I don't know. I went on HBO, and that's what popped
up.
Yeah,
when he gave it to you, it said HBO Max. It was purple, and it said HBO Max. I think you did it, Terry.
No, I didn't do it. All right, whatever. Well, you know what? Do you have is this the app? Okay, here. I found it. All right, I got it. I did it. Truthfully, I did it. It wasn't Doug this time. All right, so hold on. You guys talk, because, like, we're literally recording, and I'm sitting here trying to type in a password.
Well, maybe we
get off your phone!
Maybe we shouldn't put all this crap on here.
He's, like, tip-tapping away.
Sorry. Wait. Messaging Shy. She's awake.
Texting Shy to see if she's awake?
No, she is awake.
Oh. She got her to sit anyway.
Well, we can get her a chair, dog.
Why? That's like work.
This is why you're gay. Not treating a lady with respect. Tip tap, tip tap. You hear that? Tip tap, tip tap.
You can hear that.
Yeah, no. I can hear it. I can hear it. Listeners are going to be like, oh my God, why are you tip tap, tip tap in? Oh, it's actually, I don't understand why it's asking you to.
She's coming up for
okay,
a bit.
Okay, so you. Why? I don't understand why I was asking you to log into DirecTV Stream.
I don't know. I have the app on my phone. I used to, like, watch HBO Max on my phone, but the other day it asked for a password.
Because we changed. I put it in with the TV subscription because it was cheaper.
So it, whatever, I guess whatever email you use for that.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on.
He's just stalling so he can go through my messages. Mm-hmm. It's really boring, really.
He wants to know what you're up to.
So speaking of messages, who have you been talking to?
Me?
Well, anybody. I mean.
Or Jake.
We know Jake's a whore. So, who have you been talking to, Jake?
Shy.
Oh,
sometimes
Shy.
Doug.
Is that some hooker?
Heifer.
A heifer?
No.
You don't talk to me.
You don't talk to me.
Oh, wow.
I got a message on Snapchat a minute ago from
some guy.
Not sure if I knew who he is. Sean Phillips was his name or something.
Oh, hold on.
And he said, He said, I can't sleep. And I'm like, have you tried YouTube? I said, they got, I don't think he was expecting that. He was probably expecting that I would like.
Be a slut.
Yeah, be a slut. Like, oh, you want my dick pic? But I'm like, have you tried YouTube? They got these things on there that make you go to sleep, like music and thunderstorms and dark screens. I said, try that. And he's like, okay, thank you.
Says no lie. Fucking, Cody said that to me the other day, the guy that we're friends now that I met on Tinder. He said that to me the other day. I was like, I'm having trouble sleeping. And he's like, oh, try YouTube. That's what I do. I just like watch random videos and then I end up falling asleep.
I used to listen to ASMR.
Well, YouTube's got a lot of these viral sound type videos and they play like music that makes you go to sleep. And it really works. Like when I'm restless and can't get to sleep, I put that on, or I put the thunderstorms on with rain on a black screen, and I just do my thing, go to bed, you know?
Yes, queen.
In the days when I was interested in sex, I could just jerk off and go to sleep, and I was good, but can't do that now. Unless
that's
somebody
what I
really
do.
Pisses me off, and I want to jerk off thinking about that, you know, or jerk off to my revenge that I'm going to get. Like, other than that, I really don't do it.
I love a good masturbation session.
Really has to be, like, really pissed off.
Do you still masturbate, Jake?
Yeah. Even after sex.
Even after sex? Oh, you're kinky. See, you like to.
I'm not finished, bitch.
What's that? That thing that guys are into, like the. When do you do that? Girlfriend, why do you not have a mic in front of your face?
Wait, I need to get her a chair.
Now she's breaking my shit. Sorry.
Hell, here. Here's this.
There's a
keep
stool.
That stuffed under there. It's like a stool.
Oh, it's a stool.
Yeah, if you want, you can put the chairs around. I'll use a stool.
So who's this Asian with the big willy?
Oh, we got to get into that. Hold on. So first of all, Doug the Slug, listen, I have great news. You are officially logged into HBO Max.
Oh, there for a minute, I was hoping you were, could help me save money on my car insurance.
You were on DirecTV trying to solve it, sign into DirecTV. But here you go.
Thank you.
I know I'm trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. Anyhow.
It definitely definitely defines all the mean, vicious rumors I've been hearing about how selfish and uptight you are.
So before we continue.
I'll stop spreading them.
Really? Before we continue, let's officially kick off this episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. Hey. Welcome to episode 80 of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. This is the one where we run away from love. This is our Valentine's special, and we are actually joined with some guests. But to kick off the show, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Mr. Doug Parks.
What's up, people?
As he's over there enjoying his oregano. And with us, we have, from Kind of a Big Crime, Mr. Jake Ryan.
Hello, hello.
And the queen herself, the one that always has some sass, Miss Shy Maldonado.
What's good, y'all?
Oh, actually, I can hear you. That's good. And the biggest queen in the room, myself, Clay Phoenix. So this week, we are going to be talking all about love. And to kick it off officially, we are going to call Shy out on the Big Dick Asian. So, tell us about the Big Dick Asian, because we knew you were hanging out with him. Just tell us. Tell us all about it.
Where do you want to start?
Jake has been canceled. You heard it here first on Kind of a Big Deal. So, I'm just intrigued because we seen you hanging out with the black guy the first day. And you were like, nah, bitch, you ain't got nothing. And then you were hanging out with the Big Dick Asian. And it was like, it was just shocking to me because everybody always gives them such a bad name. Oh my God. She was all like, he's got the motion of the ocean. It's okay.
He offered you more than $500.
Don't even want to get started on that.
Spilling tea, Jake.
I don't know if you want to do that on air.
True.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Say it or me.
Go ahead.
Oh, my fiance Jake over here. His dad's a bit on the creepy pervy side.
Creepy pervy alert, like Kale. Ooh, Kale from Euphoria up in here.
Yeah, he came up to me in the kitchen and offered me $500 to see me naked.
Did you take it?
No, I did not.
Oh, I would have took it.
No, I would have getting kicked out.
I would have been like, do you want to see the left tit or the right tit?
No, he or... wants to see everything.
Oh, wow. Well, you... No. This is how you be a prostitute.
Let him make me that offer.
It's $100. It's $100 per item. Okay. So you have a lot of items on your body. All right. So areola, $100.
Should be like that nipple. Guy from Silence of the Lambs.
Nipple, $100. Like, you feel my drift here?
We were just talking about this earlier. He said that my nipples were like pepperoni.
Oh,
that's an extra $75 charge.
He said my nipples were like twice the size of his.
Like, bigger than half my face.
Well, my areola, not my nipple itself.
You like just a pink Hershey kiss.
You just called her pancake areolas. How dare you?
Pepperoni. Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Oh, pepperoni. I went too big.
He said your pepperoni size.
Well, they got many different sizes of pepperoni, too.
Yeah.
This is like extra meat lovers.
Whatever.
I mean, okay. In Shai's defense, I've never heard areolas be described as pepperonis. That's really just the penis. So are you trying to tell us something, Jake?
I've never heard of penis called pepperoni before.
Pepperoni comes in the shape of a phalange-looking item.
He's used to people calling his a Slim Jim.
Oh, pencil dick.
Vienna sausage.
That's where the big dick Asian comes in. You were trying to get that G-spot touched.
Don't try to be getting me in trouble.
It's only a joke. Play along. He knows it ain't true. Or do you?
Wow. If I go MIA for a couple of days after I leave this house.
Speaking of big areolas, have you heard about what Dolly Parton did? You know she got big ones.
She doesn't have big areola. She has big boobs.
Big boobs like that.
Speaking of big boobs, it's the shout out of the week. The shout out of the week goes to Christine for that amazing boob job she got. Thank God the cancer is rid, but them titties are on point. Now back to you, Doug.
I don't know how to follow that. Last time I saw her, she was in a lot of pain.
She has big titties. Dolly Parton has big titties. That was like the most perfect transition ever.
But Dolly Parton's not in a lot of pain.
No,
she didn't even feel her boob job.
No, but she is helping other people that are in pain.
Oh, yeah.
By?
Free college tuition to all her employees.
Anybody that works at Dollywood.
On the very first day they start.
Yes.
She went out.
And the kicker, the beautiful kicker, is she'll even help with the small costs like textbooks and rooming and board.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's like, I've got billions and people need it. Yeah, it was cool. I had to look it up to make sure it was real because you know how people make shit up and put stuff out there.
Let's just put this out there. Dolly Parton is a beautiful soul. Dolly Parton is what every girl should aspire to be. Minus the boobs, because not all girls need big boobs. I mean, if it's more than a handful, it's a waste.
Behind those mountains stands an angel.
Exactly. What he said. I'm going with that.
Well, she also funded the first wave of the coronavirus.
Relief.
The relief stuff and money toward finding the
vaccine
and stuff like that.
And... But. You know,
which all these rich people should have done. If I was real stinking filthy rich, I'd have, you know, how much money do I absolutely need? All right, I'll put $10 million aside. The rest of it can you just go to whatever.
So funny story.
I don't need billions.
Speaking of Dolly Parton, I went to Tennessee, and this shows how northern of me I am. They have license plates in Tennessee with Dolly Parton's face on it. And I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, I need one of those. Why is Dolly Parton on the Tennessee license plate? This is so fucking cool.
Did you get one?
And everybody, I think it was Doug, looked at me and went, she's from Tennessee.
You have to move down there and get your car tagged and titled and all that.
Yeah, but that's probably expensive.
But then on top of it too, if it's a state like Pennsylvania where you have to get your car checked every year, then you got to drive down to Tennessee just to take care of that. So you would have to plan extra days on your trips.
Not necessarily. I can roll up and say I want to buy one of those Dolly Parton license plate from like the, you know, gift shop at Dollywood and just be like, I want that right there, that one with Dolly Parton on it. And I want it to say, yes, queen. She would totally make it for me. She is a lover of the LGBTQI community. You know, she actually turned down a statue of herself to be made in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, because she said that the state needs to spend their resources on more important things and needs to consider the fact that there are lives that are being at stake with their transgender bill thing that they were doing. So she wanted them to spend the money on that. That's how much of a sweetheart she is.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Very much. She is like, she's one of those women that when she was a child, she said everything out of her mouth. And then when she became an adult, she was like, I'm not going to stop that. I'm just going to keep it rolling. You know, kind of like AJ.
Yeah.
She's going to be one of those girls that gets older and she's going to be like, you know, I'm just not going to stop being honest. I'm not going with my mom today. She's ugly.
God. That was so horrible.
But it was her feelings, so she expressed them. Kids, they're just my spirit animals.
It was just so awkward.
Well, I mean, obviously it was awkward because obviously, you know, her mom was probably like, what are you teaching her?
I would like to have a Dolly Parton license plate. I got stuck with the vagina one from Maryland. Save the wetlands.
Save the wetlands?
Yeah, the vagina one.
Oh, I thought
saving the wetlands, saving the vaginas.
I thought you had the one with the American flag, the Maryland flag.
Oh, I don't know. I might.
I think it's white with the Maryland flag.
Yeah, my fuckus had the save the wetlands. Now I got the 4th of July one, or whatever it is, a Maryland state flag one.
And fun fact, in the state of Maryland, styrofoam and plastic straws are illegal because we will save the turtles.
You know what I should do is get a rainbow sticker and put over part of the Maryland state flag, and then it can be the Maryland state fag.
Oh. That's interesting.
State fag license plate.
I like that. I'm feeling that one. Let me ponder on that. You guys continue.
Well, I need a rainbow sticker to match the one in my window.
What window?
Back window. I got the rainbow lips.
Oh, yeah.
You got the peace sign rainbow one, right? Is that the rainbow peace sign?
No, I have the one that says, wait, I says human. The Mercury?
Yeah. Is that a rainbow peace sign with a hand with the peace sign? Or is that just?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hand doing the peace sign with it's in rainbow. Yeah. I completely forgot I put that on there.
I noticed it today.
Thank you for telling me. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you all continue because I have to hit the John.
You do that every episode.
Yeah, but I've been drinking. I gotta pee. Okay. You know, y'all are drinking like water and like soda, and I'm
shut up, Jake, because the only option is him to do it up here in front of us.
Well, there's a potty.
Well, Jake
the
probably
is open.
Jake probably open. Wants to see it. That's why we'll he's asking car, me to do it up down. Here in the potty. He's like, just show it to me, Daddy.
He's asked me to go in there before. I'm like, I don't know if it will like fit in there. I feel like it will overflow. I don't know how much pee that potty can.
Why are you telling him how sick I am?
It's about this potty.
Yeah.
Babe girl's potty.
Oh, girl. We are men. We will piss in anything and anywhere.
They don't need to know how
don't
sick
I
am.
Know it.
Is somebody open their mouth?
Okay.
But it's true. We will that's piss anywhere.
I'm not falling for that a second time.
All right, Doug, you continue the rambling. Well, I'm giving you the reins.
I'm waiting for you to get out of the room so I can talk shit about you.
Oh, okay, perfect. I'm going to listen to it later when I edit it. So
I'm looking at a picture of David Evans, and I love you.
Continue. No dead air.
No dead air.
I don't want to. I don't have to edit all like that.
Well, if you would get the hell out of here and go use the bathroom and get back here.
Okay.
We could get that whole situation taken care of. Not to be rude.
make sure that this hooker is talking into her microphone.
Yes.
Was I not?
Faintly.
Well, you got to put your headphones on.
You need to have your mouth like right here.
Well, I can't reach.
That's what she said.
Is that better? Can y'all hear me now?
So they, I was looking on Facebook and they were showing like extinct animals, animals that aren't here anymore. And there's these really pretty blue macaw birds that I saw in there and I want one. And there's only 60 of them left in the world.
I thought they were already gone.
Well, that's what I thought extinct meant, but supposedly extinct meant is like not in the wild.
Are they like the brink of extinction?
They're not in the wild anymore. The few that are left are in captivity, so they don't count them as being in the wild.
So what do they do then? Do they breed them? Wouldn't that be illegal?
I don't know what they're doing. Like all the ones that are in captivity, they're going to have to breed them, I guess, and let them go.
Yeah, but
what?
But
what killed
issues?
Them the first time, you know?
Wouldn't that cause worldwide like hysteria with like PETA or whatever?
I don't know. PETA gets butt hurt over a little tiny thing. You know, so I really don't know.
I don't know, but that's why they made the movie Rio.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that, those are the birds about?
Yeah,
the,
those are the blue macaws. Whatever.
I don't know. It was interesting. They listed a lot of different things on there. But some things I thought was still around.
Like what?
Like the white rhino.
Oh, I didn't know.
You know, and there's some type of other thing. It looks like an anteater. But it's got like a ring tail. It's kind of weird looking. I wouldn't want it as a pet. And I pretty much want every animal as a pet.
Well, you wouldn't want that one. Is it ugly?
No, it's just weird looking. It's like an anteater, Jake.
I want a pig.
Yeah. A friend of mine has a pig rescue farm. If you ever want to go pet her pigs and hang out.
You want a micro?
Yeah.
Regular size.
No, tiny pig. I don't want a huge pig.
Yeah, she's got pigs that live at her house, and she's got pigs on a farm.
Those things are adorable.
She has a big rescue thing. But, yeah, and I also have friends that have a goat farm. You're with Pet Some Goats. They're my favorite.
Goats?
Yeah. Goats.
We used to go to...
The Goats is with the Moose.
The cow place.
I know, I gotta move all that crap.
What's the cow place?
Perrydale.
Yeah, we used to go to Perrydale.
She said there. Perrydale because I'm in here and I'm getting her in a way.
Well, I'm waiting for that stool to fly out from under you and you do a full split. Be a shame to not get that on the new TikTok Live.
I should have been a cheerleader doing splits and tumbles. I got me some more alcoholic beverages. That was my excuse.
I don't know. Do we have anything like outlined for this show?
Of course we have things outlined. We always have our shit together, Doug.
Yeah.
Huh. That's so funny.
We know your shit ain't together. Y'all got a stomach virus. You're shitting.
Not me.
Oh, loose. Oh.
My shit was solid. Solid and hard.
Listen, Linda. So, all the men in the room, you need to get yourself a Me Undies subscription. Like, it is the best money that I've ever spent. Those undies.
A subscription package thing?
Are so comfy.
I was in an underwear of the month club for a while.
I don't wear underwear.
I got weird shit they sent to me. And half of it didn't fit because it was Asian.
I don't wear underwear.
Asian sizes. And I didn't know what I was ordering with Asian sizes.
Agreed.
My balls were actually, like the lace ones that I wore were so tight that my balls started like coming through them.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, you know? Like the underwear of the month club is they don't change your size according to like European sizes, and they're all different like in like metric and stuff like that. So the underwear of the month club, because I did that one too for like two boxes, and it's like expensive, and I couldn't wear any of the underwear. I ended up sending them back because like I couldn't wear them. They were too fucking tight. Like, dude, I have cake. So, like, if you're trying to, like, press into my icing, I don't feel it.
I mean, if I was in a cold swimming pool, I could wear those underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's going to go inside me anyway and try to get away from the cold.
If you tucked, you could wear them.
Yeah, if you tucked. And they would look really good on anybody else.
They would look good on a girl. You know. Girls could wear them, but, I mean, we got like, balls. And, like, you know, when you have a sack, it's, like, a sack. It's like hanging there, you know,
That shit's big sometimes, you know? It's got that real nice bulge there, but no.
As long as you don't wake up in the morning when you're in jail and just jump right down off the top bunk, you got to make sure your balls aren't up under you. Because when they catch that lip of that bed, you pretty much hit the floor crying.
Oh, girl. I just had this weird picture in my head of somebody trying to jump off of a top bunk and their balls got stuck in between the mattress. Stretched. And they're just like hanging by their balls like, oh, somebody help. That was bad. It really hurt.
Yeah.
Me, and I didn't even have it happen to me. Feeling the pain of others. But yes, me undies, you got to try it out. I got some real cute ones here.
We don't make as much money as you do.
This is a jock that I got from me undies. It was $16. And they shipped it to me. And it's got little slices of pizzas with little melty cheeses. I like it. I like it. It's very comfy. Here, feel the fabric. It's clean. Jake's looking at me like, dude, you're throwing dirty underwear around the room.
Oh, those are soft.
Yeah. Very nice.
What's that up there? Soft.
What do you mean?
I was just giving Jake an opportunity to sit that in his pocket.
Girl.
Because he's looking somewhere else.
She says, I'm touching another man's underwear. I mean, do you see these drawers, though? That's all because I have an ass. Like.
Would you wear chaps?
Assless chaps? Oh, yeah.
You would?
Without anything underneath of them. I love a good time of being bent over. Sorry, was that too much?
No.
Because same.
It's like any straight man that has never said that they like their ass being eaten is a liar. And now let's get back to our regular scheduled programming. So this is the Valentine's Day episode. So I have some questions.
When Shy smiles at us in the morning and she's got a bunch of hair sticking out of her teeth, wonder what she did last night.
Oh, my God. Why are y'all trying to get in trouble?
See, you're in a safe space because Jake has been around us long enough to know that every single thing that comes out of our mouth most of the time is just plain bullshit. So, like, he gets it. Like, the whole big dick Asian. We had this whole entire conversation on the front porch and this whole entire thing. And he laughed the whole time. He knew we were fucking with him.
Yeah, I came in and you're all talking about some black and Asian dude or whatever. I'm like, huh? I'm like, what's going on?
What? I'm racist.
I must have slept hard.
I was like, I don't remember none of this.
It's you not know racist what? When you're talking about their penises.
You know what's really funny, though, is I just said, what, I'm racist, and her last name is Maldonado, so you know she has some kind of Spanish in her. So, we all have to answer these honestly. And I know y'all are a couple, and y'all don't like to be honest sometimes because you don't want to hurt the other one's feelings. But we got to be honest. This has nothing to do with you two. This has to do with the show. Okay? First question. Shy, you're going to start because you're the only true lady in here. Okay. I still have a penis, even though I act like a girl. So, what is the worst date you have ever been on? It's a hard one, ain't it?
She was with Jake tonight.
I had a good one today. We've had a lot of good ones recently. I don't really know. I haven't really been on many dates, to be honest.
Well, they were probably all bad. That's why you ended up with Jake.
I remember one, I was in high school, and some guy was supposed to meet me for lunch. He lived in D.C., and I was in Silver Spring. He literally drove to Silver Spring to hand me food and left.
Damn. What a douche.
Well, I was in high school and he was not, but I mean, he took too long to get there. And then by the time he got there, I was like, I gotta go to class, man. So I was like, bye. But he brought me Chipotle, so that was good.
Wow. So, first of all, he was a douchebag. And second of all, he was a molester.
Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah. Now.
Wow.
You didn't want to catch a charge.
Hindsight's 2020. Okay.
Are you subconsciously attracted to daddies?
Not daddies, but I do enjoy older men.
Hold on. What's okay. the age gap?
I am too.
Like, he's only 5 years older than me.
Mm-hmm. Only five?
Yeah.
Oh, girl. I dated Doug. He's 15 years older than me.
Yeah, he's only 5 years older than me.
Step up your game, girl.
That's why I say he's only 5 years older than me.
Jake, what's the worst date you've ever been on? Come on, you've had a bad date.
No.
No?
I've never started going out on dates until I was getting married. To God honest truth, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I believe you. I think you're lying, but I believe you.
He's
lying, but you believe him.
Doug, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
I'll tell you, I can help Jake have his worst date.
Oh.
That's when I leave tomorrow.
We got some side eye
we'll
going on.
We'll make it the worst
everything.
Thing you ever experienced.
Hey, as long as it's, I'll make sure that I'm clean down there and like the guy in the bathroom for you.
Yeah.
Okay, girl, stop bringing up past traumas.
Sorry. I love you, Doug.
My friend Sherry, I just came out of the closet. I was like 21 when I came out. And she said, I have this friend I want to introduce you to. So she invited me over to her house, and I get there. And this guy shows up. His name is Rick. I mean, I'm not going to say his last name because...
Rick?
His name was Rick. He lives in Aberdeen, Maryland.
So his nickname was Rick, not Dick.
No, it was Rick.
Okay.
But, like, I got total creeper vibe as soon as I saw him. And Sherry's just, like, not even really thinking about it because she works with this dude at her other job. And she was like, he's really sweet and funny and blah, 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 blah. It's like, so I'm standing there, and I'm like, I am not interested in this person whatsoever. I was so uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do or say, you know. And a cockroach was crawling across the floor. And he reaches down and picks it up and squeezed it between his fingers to kill it. What? And then brushes his fingers on his pants to wipe it off. And then he's like, are you ready? I'm like, no, I ain't fucking ready. I don't want to be here now. Like, this was way too much to be dealing with. That was the most disgusting shit. And ever since then, he was, like, trying to be on my ass. And then, like, I was, like, a year or so ago, I was on Grindr, and he popped up on there and was being really mean and ignorant because he knows I want nothing to do with him, and he was trying to, like, gay up me or something. And I'm just like, do me a favor, block me so I don't have to waste my time going over and blocking you. You know, fuck off. I don't care. But... yeah, he's just disgusting. Who picks up a fucking cockroach on a date and squeezes it? And then don't even wash your hands. Like, didn't throw it in the trash. Didn't wash his hands.
Well, who even does that in
general? Wipe it on his pants.
Oh, my God.
Like, is that what we're having for dinner? Cockroach stew? Like, come on, man.
Thank you for saving the show.
That was probably the worst date I ever went on.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Jake, you need to have some experiences, brah.
When you have some bad dates, babe.
I don't want to have bad ones.
You got to have at least one bad one. Yeah. Like one that you plan and you plan for like days on end and something happens. Like they're not all going to be as good as Doug's because Doug is just the master at disasters. But you got to at least try.
I definitely draw some interesting people.
That is a very nice way to put it.
Very nice way to put it. I guess I got a lot of stories.
So my worst date was I drove all the way up into Pennsylvania from here.
I guess you got to tell a different story than the one about the truck driver and the deer.
The deer.
That wasn't even a date. That was just a hookup, brah. So I was meeting this guy for the first time. He had been texting me for a while. He was really nice. And so I went to meet him, and I pulled into the trailer park that he lived in. I'm sorry, mobile home community that he lived in. And actually, the first girl that I ever fucked lived in the same one. It was like it was taking me back to high school, but I didn't drive in high school. So I pulled up in front of the mailboxes, and he comes down. and we're like chatting, and I was like, I really need to pee. And he's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, really. And I'm like, so I'm going to go over to the Rudders. Same Rudders he works at, by the way. So we go in. I get myself a drink. I take a leak. And I come back out. And this guy is, like, worse than me. Like, I'm a lot to deal with. This guy took the ticket. Like, he was just talking about all the drama and then looks at me and says, I really don't like drama. Really, bitch? Because you literally just spilled all the tea with your coworkers.
You don't like telling the truth either.
Anywho, long story short, I found out this guy was a bottom. How does two bottoms get together? I wonder. They don't.
Well,
are you supposed to be upfront with that anyways?
Not necessarily.
No.
I mean, I've never topped for a man, so, like, I probably could be a top. I'm just a lazy motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather just, you know, get my ass blown apart than, you know, do anything, you know? Just who I am as a person. But it was very bad. It was very bad. You know, most of the time was spent in a car. The food that I ate was from Rudders, which I eat Rudders food all the time. I live like 10 seconds away from one. Not bad food, but I mean, when you go to this town in Pennsylvania, it's kind of like Amish-y, you know? So their food is like, subpar. And it's right on, you know, a main road, right on 30. So it was like,
how are you going to make fun of the Amish? What if they're listening?
So, no, I love the Amish. Mrs. Esch. Ow. Shout out. I love the Amish. I love all the Amish.
I do think some, like, I think some of their food isn't as elaborate on flavor as, say, we're used to eating in restaurants with chefs and stuff that are trying to show off and do all kinds of weird stuff. The Amish kind of keep it to the original family traditions and stuff like that. So there's not as much flavor that we're used to.
Amish food
is not loaded with salt either.
No.
You know?
Amish food is that good comfort food where you just want to be fat as fuck and veg. And you want to be depressed and sit in your bed and watch Euphoria all day long, even though you've already seen the episodes once, and just eat whoopie pies. That is Amish food.
Are whoopie pies even good? I've never tried them.
Same.
What state are you from?
I was born in D.C.
Oh, for the love of God. What state are you from,
it's
Jake?
It's a state. It's an area.
I was born in Maryland.
Well, I was born in Maryland, too, you heifer. But
I never had a whoopie pie, though.
Yeah, I was just born in D.C., but I was raised in Gaithersburg, Montgomery County.
When I think of whoopie pies, I think maybe I did have a whoopie pie. No, I had a moon pie, and I think they taste...
No.
They look like they would taste like a moon pie, and I hate moon pies.
No. Never compare a whoopie pie and a moon pie.
Why?
That's like comparing an Oreo and a cream pie.
What's cream pie?
You don't know what a cream pie is?
Well, so what's which in a whoopie pie? What is whoopie pie? What is in that?
Okay. So whoopie pies are literally two pieces of cake that are in the shape of a cookie, and there's icing in the middle.
And they're tiny, like an Oreo?
No, they're not tiny like an Oreo. They're probably about the size of a donut, your average donut.
But they're two cakes.
Yes.
There's little,
two cakes with icing in the middle.
There's little cookies that have a cookie bread type on the outside, and they're light pink and light green, and they serve them at like little rich parties.
Bless you.
No, that's different, though.
Yeah, but they're smaller. They look a lot like that.
But this is more of a moist cake. Those cookies that he's talking about are more like crumbly.
Yeah, but he's talking about size-wise.
Like the appearance. The
appearance of it.
They look like
Yeah, they look like those, but they're like this big, like the size of a donut, like a Boston cream pie donut.
Mountain Dew, you need to fix your shit. We did this the other day when I was driving down the road.
Speaking of this, breaking news. I'm really going to, you know, put my alcoholic side out here. Mountain Dew is bringing out 4 flavors of Hard Dew.
Yes, I saw the Baja one. I saw that one.
Yeah, Baja. There's a red one, and then there's a regular one, and then there's another one. But yeah, totally going to try them.
No, they're not allowed. It's not. We got too much. It's not allowed. Bring out marijuana first. Marijuana Mountain Dew.
No.
Do that first.
No.
Yep.
Who wants marijuana Mountain Dew?
Me.
You know what? I think we need to take this to Judge Shy. She will defend me. I bet you I'll win.
That's... I don't care. I don't drink alcohol. Bring on the marijuana Mountain Dew. It just rolls off the tongue. Marijuana Mountain Dew. Marijuana M&M's.
Ew, you call it hemp dew. All right, next question.
Hemp mountains.
Oh my God.
Shy, we are going to start with you. What have you stolen from a restaurant in your doggy bag?
Spoons.
Spoons?
Yeah, I get that from my grandma. My grandma used to steal spoons all the time.
Are you
I remember Jake's mom stole soap out of one. She went to the bathroom and just took a whole fucking thing of hand soap. And she was like, look at what I got in the restaurant's bathroom. But yeah, I used to take spoons. I would go to buffets. My family and I would bring our own containers on the download, just stuff all that shit.
Jesus.
Now that right there is a true American. Jake, what have you stolen from a restaurant in your doggy bag?
The little salt packets. Not salt packets, but the sugar packets. And then a few times I would steal like the actual salt shakers pepper shakers.
Every story you tell sucks. Come on. We got to get you out.
Okay, technically, the sugar packets you're not stealing. They are free for you to use. The salt and pepper shakers? Yes. That was the theft. But why the salt and pepper? Please enlighten me.
Because that's when I was living on my own. I don't have that stuff. I don't want to spend money for that.
I didn't even think about that, to be honest. I could.
Why didn't you take the A1 or the 57 sauce, too?
I don't eat that.
What the fuck is 57 sauce?
It's Heinz 57 sauce. It's got like 57. It's like a barbecue sauce type stuff, but it's mixed with everything in there.
Yeah, see, I don't fuck with barbecue sauce. It gives me migraines. Too much MSG. That's why I can never have a big dick Asian.
Like Shy.
Yeah.
I have never had that ever. just
don't,
for the record.
Don't you want to try?
No.
All right. Doug, what have you stolen from a restaurant in your doggy bag?
You know, at Cracker Barrel, that little game that they have, the little triangle game with the pegs.
Yeah.
I took that once. Because you're definitely not supposed to take them. And then we were at this other restaurant. It was like they had a bunch of old antiques and stuff in there. And they had these old pictures on the wall with these old people and like weird stuff. And I stole one of them once. And then I took it to my aunt's house and hung it up and took the picture frame she had her family's photos in. And I put that picture in this frame and hung it up on her wall and just left it there. I hid the other frame in the basement behind the dresser. And I never heard anything about it. I don't know if it's probably still up in her house. If she ever takes that picture, there's going to be this weird, crazy family standing behind it. Looking all evil. And I've just been waiting years. It's been like 20 years. I never heard nothing about it. I kind of want to go visit my aunt just to see if it's still hanging there, but... It kind of kills the thrill of me waiting to hear about it, you know?
Yeah.
That's probably stealing that was like, I don't know. The thing I ever stole.
So what I have stolen in my doggy bag is the knives from Texas Roadhouse.
I hope they don't become a sponsor.
Their steak knives.
Stay away from the show.
Are on point.
Yeah, their steak knives are nice, and their steaks are good, too.
Is that the one that you was offering,
I like
Jake?
Their food.
What?
Is that the one you were offering Jake earlier?
No. That was my Pampered Chef one. That's a whole story and a half, too.
Yeah.
But, girl, the steak knives from Texas Roadhouse, and I started doing it, okay, because I needed steak knives at my house, much like you and the salt and pepper shakers. And I couldn't find any in the store that were like good ones. So I was like, I really like these. So I stole at one point I had like 10 of them. Jeez. And I moved in with my mom and she also steals them.
Oh my God.
So when I moved out, I ended up moving out with one of them because all of my steak knives ended up with her steak knives. And I felt bad taking my steak knives back because what if she thought she stole all those? And she was like, you know, starting to go like senile and she was upset.
So she stole your stolen steak knives?
No. I pretty much gifted them to her.
Well, it's a good thing you both had steak knives because the apple won't fall far from the tree. At least you both got something to cut it up with.
Exactly. Yeah. See? He's got it. He's on point. Man, he's got it.
That's a question we should ask. How are we like our parents?
Shy. Hit that one. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't say hit that one. That was sensitive to the situation going on right now. But go ahead and answer that question.
I don't know. For a while, my mom and I, we were kind of best friends. I never lived with my mom. My biological mom. So whenever we saw each other, she was more of a best friend than a mom at the time. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, we would pretty much be like best friends, finish each other's sentences, stuff like that. I know I get my anger from her. You've never really seen my mom or her angry, but I definitely get it from her. I've seen you angry. Well, yeah, usually it's you making me angry. It takes a lot to get me angry, but my mom is a complete opposite on that. She got some anger issues sometimes. Yeah. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
Do you really think your mom is listening?
She might be, because I did tell her that, well, we do podcasts now.
Well, you didn't say nothing bad.
We are just a whole-ass podcast family now.
I mean, you can redeem yourself right now and talk shit about her. We won't tell her. We won't say nothing.
Is she cute?
Let's
get perverted. What is the size of her jockstrap? Oh, I'm sorry. She probably doesn't wear jockstraps. But would she benefit from me undies?
Probably not. She's a bigger woman.
Oh, I love bigger women.
I love bigger women. There's nothing wrong with bigger women.
Oh yeah, I love bigger guys too. I mean, sure. More to keep me warm.
You get me a big round bear and a little skinny twink. And you put them together, we're ready to have a three-way.
Jake, how are you like your parents?
I think I'm like my mom. She's bipolar. I think I'm bipolar.
Hold on. Stop for a second. Yeah. This motherfucker does not pick his dad because he doesn't want to be like his dad. So he picks his mom and chooses bipolar.
No, Shai can attest to my mom and me. There are similarities.
You are very bipolar.
Yes.
And you're a manic depressive too, because there's sometimes when I ask you questions or I try to talk to you and joke around with you and you're like, oh, and walk away. Like you have those times when you're like very like depressed and like you're like, I'm not here in this lifetime right now, so just shut the fuck up and get out of my face. But other times you're like really like, you know, fun and like, you know, like really wild and crazy.
I think you should literally be able to call your boss and say, my bipolar disorder is messing with me today and I can't function to come into work. And that should be a good enough excuse without like, you know.
I mean, it's called a mental health day.
Yeah. Like people need to be able to take those without making up some excuse at the boss. Because there's a lot of bosses out there be like, I don't care. If you're having a depression day, get your ass in here. You know, they don't care. But I think it should be a legitimate reason to not come in, and it should be like a law that they can't fire you or
be pointed for it
or anything like that, you know.
And that also goes back to this, you know, the stigma behind mental health is, you know, everybody worries so much about, oh, you need to go to the doctor to check your heart. But why don't you ever go to the doctor to check your fucking brain? Like, mm-hmm. Mental health is your brain like that. Then that's the reason why, like, you know, we have these older generations that are like, oh, well, mental health is all in your head. It is in your head because it's your brain. Like, your brain is in your head. Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And our generation being more aware of that is going to help us to be able to end that stigma. So people who are going through PTSD, going through bipolar, going through depression, going through anxiety, they can be more receptive to that. And then we can have this open dialogue with our bosses. Like, there's been times when I have texted Brad and, like, told him, like, you know, I'm not having a good day. Like, it's just not my day. And he understands what I mean. I've done the same thing with Doug. Like, we stopped this whole podcast for, like, 4 fucking months because I was depressed as fuck. But Doug also knows that, like, if he doesn't try to push me, then it's just going to keep getting worse and I'm not going to get better. So he helps me with that. I agree with Doug. Like, there should be a time when you can say, like, now when you start overusing it, that's when it becomes an issue. Yeah. But there should be, we should get to a time when we can say, like, today I'm not feeling 100% myself. In my head, I'm having a lot of issues. So therefore, I'm not coming into work. And I completely agree with that. Sorry to cut you off. Continue. I'm actually not sorry because I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. When Terry's in the height of his depression and I'm trying to figure out a way to duct tape Febreze bottles to a hand grenade so I can chuck it in here and get rid of the smell, you know, that's pretty much when I step in and say, you got to get your shit together.
He's not lying either.
You stink.
He's laughing, but they're...
But I get that way. I just talked a few minutes ago, like, when my depressions bother me, I'll go a couple days without bathing and taking care of myself, exactly. And I start to, like, I'll be like, what the fuck is that smell? And it's like, it's me. Like, get your ass in the tub, you know?
Mental health is very real. Yeah, and I disagree with anybody that says that it's a crutch. Yes, does some people use it as a crutch? Yes. But we can still go through life and still work through our issues as respectable human beings. But it is definitely a real thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, Doug, how are you like your parents?
Well, my dad and I look alike, talk alike, act alike. Only I'm not racist and I don't hate people. I'm like the opposite in that. Every other thing. My dad's funny as hell. He'll open his mouth and say anything. It's usually the wrong thing. You know, you could be funny without offending everybody around you. You know what I mean? I do it. Like, I'm pretty sure I do offend people sometimes that I don't mean to, or I'm just being stupid and I do it. And that's how I'm like my dad, because he doesn't care. The thing is, I care. You know, I try my best to, I can make jokes that aren't offensive. You know, just like I can, and usually it's about me, you know, talk about myself.
So on that note, I think that's the reason why this podcast sometimes is not receptive enough, because Doug and I very much, we can be very disrespectful according to people's standards. Excuse me. So we can actually make jokes about things.
Don't do it.
You like
need to look at you in that tone of voice.
Why are you talking to your hand?
Because it's about to beat the fuck out of Jake.
Wow.
It wanted to. I had to talk it down.
We have really created a chosen family here. You two are fighting like brothers.
Don't worry. I'll let you beat up something later.
If you hear me moaning later, babe, mind your business.
You're not going to be in my room.
Can you fist me later?
The cats have to worry, not you.
Ew. Okay. That took a turn. I thought you didn't like pussy.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Now that we've...
My booty tats.
Covered that.
But I mean, for somebody that's not into it, my bed sure is full of it every night. You know, I got 3 pussies all over me every night.
I really forgot I've even what had I was
them,
talking about.
I even had them get in fights before. Yeah, the night before last, they got in a fight on my bed. I don't know who what they were fighting about, but I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to sleep. You bitches are keeping me up.
You said people find you guys like disrespectful
and offensive.
And standards.
Thank you, Shy.
You're
this
welcome.
This is why Shy's here, because Shy keeps me on track. other than you two that get me off track with your talking to your hand and you sitting over there being all blushy red because you're about ready to get fisted.
Yeah.
You like hate, the cats.
You hating others, but you hate about yourself.
Cheating? Yeah, cheating on
cheat
you.
On me
but
the
it's
same
hey,
roof.
Hey, it's not cheating if he wears socks.
It says who?
It says every gay guy in the entire world. That's why they wear socks.
Oh my God.
In every gay porn, they wear socks if they're married. I swear to God.
I've never seen that.
There is married men that do gay porn,
you know,
and they will wear socks.
You know that's why I'm not welcome at my sister's house anymore.
Because
the last time
socks?
The last time we got in a fight, I told her if she didn't leave me alone, I was going to go dig a pair of dried out socks out of one of her boys' bedrooms and make her some tea with it.
Jesus.
She's afraid I'm going to do it now, so I'm not welcome there.
I almost did a spit take. Like, I was really about ready to take a drink, too.
Holy shit.
But anyways, and that's why I think that sometimes it's so hard for people to listen to our podcast because they take offense to the things that we say. We are very respectful on the fact that we love our community. We love the LGBTQIA plus S community. You know, it's a beautiful community. The S stands for straight, by the way. So, you know, it's all inclusive. We love everybody. But if you can't make a joke about yourself, then everybody else is going to do it and you're going to take offense to it. Yeah, I'm gay. Yeah, I like dick. Yeah, I've licked and sucked vagina. But like, that's just who I am as a person. So you can't judge me for saying whatever the fuck I want to say. Because it's my God-given right, and it's the Second fucking Amendment. Oh, no, that's the right to bear arms. But anyways, it's like one of the amendments.
I love some bear arms.
Me too.
You know, Jake and I were standing outside of Mom and Pa's the other day bullshitting, and over by the edge of the wood, there's this dog, like, licking its balls. Jake said, I wish I could do that. And I said, yeah, I do too, but I'm afraid that dog might bite me.
Jake, show me your arms. No, out of the jacket. Out of the jacket.
It's cold up here.
I want to see these arms. I want to see these arms.
Is that windows open?
I told him it was cold.
I don't have any arms.
You got to show. Come on. I want to see these guns.
I don't have any guns. I'm a little man.
Oh, look. He's got some tattoos.
Nothing.
You got nice arms, though.
They don't droop down when you make a muscle, so you're good.
Yeah, you got some nice arms. You got some toned arms. I peeped that alien tattoo.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know a guy that'll give you $1,000 to look at your nipples.
$1,000 just for the nipples?
Yeah.
I got a business proposition for you, Jake.
Oh, God.
Okay. So I want you to wear your underwear for 3 days straight and don't change them.
That's normal.
I want you to get all them juices inside them underwear, and then we're going to go on the internet and we're going to sell them for $10,000.
Jake,
I'll do it for five.
Ryan.
Well, no. We're going to do it for 10.
So you can sell yours, but I can't sell mine.
You're going to do it.
You can sell your panties.
Hold on.
Oh, now I can't.
Shy. Hold the phone. I'm trying to be a pimp here.
He's
and
be a
he's
John
my
right
prostitute.
Now.
So I want to sell them for $10,000. You make $5,000. I make $5,000. 50-50.
That's fine with me.
Okay. And then I'm going to wear a pair of underwear, and I'm going to get all them juices in there. I'm going to come in them a couple times.
Oh my God.
And then we're going to sell them for $50,000. You get $25,000, I get $25,000, okay?
Sounds good.
That's what we call verse.
And then we'll use Shy and Doug to test them out for us. Smell them, make sure.
Oh, no.
No, they ain't going to do that.
I can't handle that.
I'm good.
And then Shy's going to get in on it. She's going to sell hers for $10,000.
I once woke up and Benny's butthole was right here and he farted. And you just feel little pieces of stuff go over my face.
Oh, no.
That was like disgusting.
Oh, he sharded.
Like Benny pushed sharded.
We were just listening to the podcast or whatever. That chick that sold her farts or whatever.
In a jar.
Yeah.
In the jar.
On
the
radio.
She made so much money off of that.
That was disgusting.
Yeah.
Farts in a jar.
She's now in jail.
For
selling farts? She didn't pay her taxes, did she?
No, she's in the hospital, but it's close enough to jail.
I was like, what?
You smell your farts.
Could you imagine being locked up in jail by the IRS because you didn't pay your taxes on your fart job business?
I kind of played off what he was saying, but she's in the hospital now for trying to fart too much.
I would want to be in court while she's being tried.
Oh, my God.
And let's take that to Judge Shy. So, the next question on the itinerary.
You didn't answer the question.
What?
Yeah, you did not answer the question about who you most like.
Okay, so I'm probably an equal blend of both my mom and my dad. As far as looks, I slightly resemble my... Actually, I'm a perfect blend as far as looks. As far as actions, I feel like I'm a smart ass just like my father. I'm a cunt just like my mother. I can say some very rude things that will hurt people's feelings and make them cry when I'm very angry. And that's my mom. My mom can say some very hurtful shit. But both of my parents definitely live their lives without regrets. They have their things that they think about that they should have done differently. But it's not like full on regret. Like, you know, I should have done, like, I shouldn't have done that.
It's like dread on it.
Yeah, it's like I should have done it a little differently. How could I have done this differently? Let's put it that way. But yeah, I think I'm an equal blend of both my parents. I never personally asked a girl for $500 to see her naked. So, but I definitely think that you know, one of my parents might do that, but I've never personally done it. So I feel that I'm a very equal blend of both my parents. Do you disagree, Doug?
No.
Because Doug knows both of my parents.
Well, I know your mom a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, I love your mom.
But I definitely have parts of my dad in me.
But your mom's not fake. I don't think your dad's fake either. I don't know him that well. But, you know, I don't think either of your parents are fake. A lot of parents these days are fake. And, like, they try to fit in with their kids rather than just be a parent, you know?
Yeah.
Or they try to be, like, the cool parent instead of just being a parent. Yeah. But that just teaches your kids to be fake when you're fake. So it's good that your parents are real.
So at this time, we are going to wrap up part one of our Valentine's Day special, but we will be back next week for a whole part two because we have so much more to dive into. So, until next week, stay true.
Stay away from Cupid's arrow.
And always be a big deal.
Hey, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm here and I'm gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud, see the people living in peace, no war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.